What is up, everyone? Welcome to episode number, hopefully 10 of Warcast. And today we don't have much to talk about because we recently met, actually. So perhaps we do have a lot to talk about to the podcast people. But anyway, so today we're gonna just swing it, and let's get started. What is up, Rahul?
Nothing much lately. So it's a Monday, I believe. Is it a Monday?
Yeah.
Monday. But it doesn't seem like a Monday because the festive season is about to come up and everyone at the work were pretty much very chill and they did not care about if someone is actively working on something or not because this whole week is going to be off anyway. So on the work end, it was pretty chill today. And apart from that, I recently got a new phone. And
oh,
I was
nice.
I'm totally amazed by it. So I was just playing around with it and just seeing what things it is capable of. And seems like a very powerful machine. Mm. And now here we are making up for the lost time of Sunday, during which we had to record a podcast, but we didn't. But not a problem. We are here on a Monday.
Definitely. Congrats. Congrats on the new phone.
Thank you so much.
Nord 2, right?
Yes, I hope it lasts for another 3 or 4 years. I do not like investing like big amount of money in any phone. I just want it to last a long time so that I do not have to take care about any of the stuff.
When did you get your last phone? Before college?
Yes, so it was during the board exams and it was I actually made a smart move by ordering the phone at that time because if the results would have been out and I would have asked my parents to get me a phone at that time, then it would not have been possible. So I got it in 2017 March. So yeah, I used it for 4.5 years and pretty much used up all the value I had spent on the phone. So
yeah,
so it was a good investment and it worked out.
I asked that because you made that phone work till last week, and I'm
yes,
sure it
totally,
is still
totally.
Working. So it has been five, six years.
Yes, it has been well, not 5-6 years, 4.5 years, and it has stood like a soldier. It has fallen all that right on the face, and even the screen guard has been a complete warrior protecting the screen. There are all the cracks like on the screen guard, but there's no damage to the screen. So luckily my phone is physically in a good condition. Well, it apparently looks like that, and it works fine. So it would be a wise decision to sell it because I would pretty much get a good amount of money. Like not very much, but I can make some amount of money from selling it. So
awesome,
yes,
man.
it has done its job very well. So that is something nice.
So I'm pretty sure your new phone will also last at least 5 years now.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
Awesome, man. Yeah, work-wise though, here it's not chill at all. I don't think they have a concept of Diwali here. We might get one day off. It might happen if we are lucky. But yeah.
Today was quite hectic, it seems. Then right after the business trip, again back to the grind.
Yeah, man. Not even hectic as such, but it was disappointing. Everyone was in a very dull mood and my boss was obviously not happy. So, you know...
Okay. So the situation, like the air was very tense, you mean to say?
Yeah, but more than that, like he also, he took the conversation when we were talking to a road which was not quite, he did not sound grateful in his tone.
I get the idea.
Yeah, like it was a hectic trip, but he totally forgot about everything about that. And so we did not get the order, obviously. We did not qualify the technical round, obviously. So yeah, they were not very excited about it. So
okay. So he was like pointing out the errors or being critical or
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah. definitely like that only.
But okay. So,
it's trying hard to find something to use against me.
Okay. Now I understand.
Yeah, like that.
So, like, did everybody got a lecture or something like that? Or was there a discussion or a meeting was called, something like that?
The people who came back by plane, they arrived much earlier, no? Middle of the last week only. So I don't know what drama happened during that time, because I only came today to the office. That is Monday. So yes, it seemed like a lot has happened. And apparently they are having meetings now every day after six. So it's pretty fucked up.
I hope it will get sorted out soon, because I think all the efforts are being made to like eradicate all the hindrances which are there, so that the next time it goes very smooth.
Yeah, so, definitely.
I hope it's going in that direction, and that's what your team lead is doing. So, all right, that's not an issue. Matter of few days until the tension blows off.
Yeah, let's see. Though thanks for all your help. So for those who are listening, I somehow ended up in Gujarat on my trip. So I ended up in Vadodara, and I found Rahul, and I was sick. So yeah, he helped me out. He took me to he booked a hotel room for me and got my medical RT-PCR and all and everything done. So thanks for that.
No, there's no need of saying thanks, man. You can ask for, you can be here anytime. I'll be there. That's not a problem.
Awesome, man.
And there will be no trouble with alcohol as well, because now we have contacts.
We have a guy now.
Yes. So that's what so when Tanveer came to Vadodara, we also took some time to just chill and discuss stuff about band, stuff about life. And we kept on discussing where we want the band to be in the coming year, coming 6 months, and all those plans that we had earlier talked about, we discussed upon that, and slowly aligned the things, and we made a few changes and made a few pointers of what we are gonna do in the coming months and in the coming year. So it was quite productive as well.
Yeah, definitely. It was very productive. And so immediately right now, we are looking at going to the Wacken battle next year, which is basically next year, because next year is almost here. So January of 2023.
Yes.
Yeah, so
the four songs that we have been actively working on that would be completed, plus I believe there would be one more or two more songs there as well, so we would have a decent number of songs for a set list, so we would be in a good position to compete with in the Wacken metal battle. So that would be something we would look forward to in the coming year.
Yeah, hopefully we'll not run out of songs to play live, and we won't have to talk to. We can still do a cover for the sake of it, maybe a Lamb of God thing, just to get people excited. Yeah,
certainly. Like, we will start with our own set, three or four songs down the line. We can add a very, very great, like a very crowd engaging cover, so that the crowd is brought back to the adrenaline, so we can keep the crowd going throughout the set. So we can certainly plan it like that.
Sounds great. So that would be, but next year. Next year we need to, by March we are planning to, as we discussed earlier, to finish a lot of songs. Three of the songs, other than Tribal, basically. Unsullied, and Viking.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay. So also the Death Thrash update, which you had told me to try out a particular groove which was in the song, which was like from which the song is influenced. I did try that, and I'm gonna upload it by tonight only, because I did it today evening. And on Sunday I was like dead set on recording tribal once, like jamming and recording it. But I don't know what happened. I took a couple of takes and it both didn't sound that great. So I just thought that I'll push it a few days later. I'll
leave happens.
Like for 3 or 4 days and try it later. But I did record the new idea which I thought could work for the Viking intro. I mean the bridge part, the intro of the bridge part and the outro part. So I tried, like in the outro, most of the things are same apart from a few nuances that I added. And in the intro, I tried to make it a little more angrier.
Nice. Oh, we discussed regarding that. Oh, I remember I saw the notifications yesterday. I was basically sleeping the entire Sunday. So
work in the morning. On Saturday?
No, not work, but I was just tired, man, like due to traveling.
Traveling.
So, yes. I was just...
Takes up a lot of energy.
Yeah, and I had the great idea of working out on Sunday because I did not work out for those 2 weeks. So, I did that.
making up
for all the lost gains. And that wasn't the best idea because I straight away went for deadlifts and then I was dead.
Mind plays tricks on us. Like if we are missing out on something, then FOMO ho jata hai and uske baad we just want to accumulate everything on one plate and adjust karne ka koshish karte hain. And it happens a lot with me as well.
Yeah, definitely. So that was there. And today actually, like, when I told you, right, the mood was very down and things like that, and my boss was behaving like that, I again started thinking about joining the military.
You should definitely go, man. As we had discussed, you are in a way made for it.
That is fine. Matlab,
well, it sounds very filmy. It sounds very filmy. Ishe as well, I understand that, but like,
I understand what you're saying. The only thing is, the only thing is music, obviously. So I just, right now, the way I'm thinking about it, it's logically making sense that, yeah, I will have time for, I mean, the amount of time I have right now, probably that much only I'll have then. But it is sufficient because right now also we are making good progress. But I just want to see if there's any other factor that might be a deal
limiting trigger. One in the music.
Yeah, exactly. So
you have like 3 or 4 contacts who are in the services, so you can have a word with them, you can discuss with them in detail, like, is something possible in this manner? Is maintaining a passion in some other field also possible? So I hope they would be able to give some interesting suggestions or workarounds.
I've tried that. I mean, they usually are not that free to have such conversations. Though there was a fighter pilot, I asked him regarding music and all, as per if it's legal for a person in the forces to do that. And he said, yeah, it's pretty chill. You can do whatever you want as long as you can manage the time. So, yeah, I don't know right now. I need to really think about it more. I really want to. It comes down to that thing we were talking about, right? The skill thing. Like in the office, especially being in business development and sales, I don't know. You sometimes tend to feel that you're not learning any skills, or nor are you, you know, showcasing any skills or contributing. Okay, you are contributing in ways that is obviously helping the company, but the help that you're doing is not actually making you grow in any way or form that can be put on a resume.
Yes, I can in a way totally relate to you because this is the thought loop I am in since past a couple of months as well. And even I am thinking about, is there any other way? Is there any other thing which I can go to? And obviously I know the first thing which would come to our minds would be Army or Air Force. But for me, it's like a little difficult to imagine myself in the forces, as I talked to you about earlier as well. So the major challenges I would face is just to properly find the will to, first of all, study and clear the exams. Studying has been something which I'm not at all good at, like for any exam.
I understand, man. I have the same
time out to study for, yeah, even the AFCAD, it would be like I have to be very much decided yeah. on the why part of why I want to go for the forces. So that is something which would take some contemplation on my part. I have to sit alone and I will never say no to this option, even though there's like only 1 year left. I still have to do that contemplation on my part and think that should I give it my best efforts and appear for the exam.
That makes sense. As far as contemplation goes, I don't know. Right now, I'm only seeing the money. And more than money, I'm trying to see whatever is lacking in this current job. Because whatever you'll be doing in the forces, you'll be gaining skills as well as contributing. And so that level of inner peace, inner confidence, not confidence, inner satisfaction will be there.
Certainly. So yeah, I understand your words, because there would be certain kind of significance attached to the works, and with significance there would be also immense sense of meaning that we would get if we are in the forces and doing different things on a daily basis, engaging on different kind of missions, which only a fraction of population gets to do. So that would be certainly very proud, like it would be a proud feeling for us as well. And yes, talking about sales and business development, the skills, it's like a gray area. You cannot exactly pinpoint what kind of skills it is making you develop, yeah, and what kind of things you are able to portray. Even till now, I can say that I haven't exactly grown any much in the last 3 months. It has been nearly stagnant only. So that's the reason even I was thinking about. The only reason I'm still not exploring options right now or actively trying to look for another opportunity is that there has to be a certain number of months on the resume as well to look out for better and different opportunities. And to have some money in the bank account would be also the point, the criteria. Right. So these two things, for these two things, I'm like leaning a little back, staying back, and that would be something I will be doing actively in the coming months.
Yeah, definitely, we have the Dilli Chalo plan anyway, so we will be searching for a, and that point is true, like we definitely need to have certain number of months on the resume before we change. And Gurgaon would be a good option. There are many companies here. Sovetel is here. So
they tried so damn hard to get into that company. The interview went so well as we expected, but unfortunately we didn't get selected. It would have been quite fun if we had gotten selected both in the same company. Ideal situation, literally ideal situation.
Yeah, that too in Gurgaon, that would be very ideal. Like, yeah, definitely. Like, वहाँ पे तो we could मतलब काफी sort हो जाता है. I mean, we should actually plan for something like that. That would work out really well for the band.
Yes.
If you can find a company, doesn't have to be the same company, but Gurgaon. If we find something in Gurgaon, that's
Or any place where where we can find a company where we both can apply and we both would be in a position to get the job, even if we are in the same city, that would be something great.
Yeah, same city, could be Gurgaon, could be Bangalore, could be anything. I definitely don't want to stay in Chennai. for any longer than I have to.
Yes. It's difficult to get accustomed to Tamil Nadu, cities in Tamil Nadu, and even Chennai being the like the metropolitan city of Tamil Nadu, it's still a little difficult to get adjusted there.
Yeah, I mean, I think I got used to it, but then I went on this trip and I went back to North and realized how much awesome that is.
Yes.
So yeah.
And for a Punjabi, Chennai would be a little difficult to. Like, that's what I think.
Yeah, it's just constantly like, yeah, Hindi mein koi bolta nahi hai zyada, and you know, Hindi is quite fun.
Yes, Hindi. Well, we have been born and brought up in the North, mostly in the North region. So
right.
It's difficult to get like. Communicate on that level with the people in Tamil Nadu because they are not frequent Hindi speakers, and that actually loses its charm because we are so much used to having conversation in English, like Hindi and English, like
yeah,
the combination.
Exactly.
So that communication part is missing. So that is what detaches people sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. Lack of proper way to communicate.
Yes. Apart from that, what have you been doing in the fitness, your fitness regime? Any particular plan you've been following or you've been working out in the home?
Yeah, so for the past 2 weeks, well, nothing.
That is totally understandable. You were on the move throughout the 2 weeks without zero sleep. So it was basically like a tour situation.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure tours would be more fun and more chill than that. I mean,
eventually it does get like pretty much, you can say, people you get sick of each other because 6 or 7 dudes in one van, and that was almost like the situation you were in.
Yeah,
not very much in a very chill and fun manner, and later down turns into something a little ugly.
Yeah, that's why, like, if you're going on a tour, and even if you're making a band, you should make the band with people who you are comfortable with.
Yeah.
I think this, these two were live, Nurgle and Orion, right?
Yeah, the bassist.
Yeah, these two guys were live on Instagram, and I just asked, like, any, like, kid, I asked any advice for metal bands. So Orion, how do you pronounce his name?
I just tell Orion. That's awesome. Like that's how we Indians talk.
So Orion,
actually Orion from what Orion. I have heard.
Oh, Orion. I think it's a constellation or something.
Yeah.
Orion belt, of course.
Yes.
So he answered that question, Nurgle did not, and he just said, he did not say anything about music or marketing or anything like that. He just said, make sure you have the right people or the people who you are comfortable with. Not the most talented people, but rather the people who you are comfortable with. Otherwise, it will become very hard. Otherwise, you don't have any chance.
That is like the most truest thing in anything, in any form of art or even in any sport where a group of people are involved, and if they are not comfortable with each other, then good things would not come out, and it would be difficult to create something and
or
just be on the same page or to survive. Yes, so even that's the basic thing. If that's not getting fulfilled, then you cannot think of doing anything with those people, like creating something together. So it happens with a lot of bands. Like the chemistry issue, it's there. It's a lot of times band members do not express it or do not address it, and it leads to trouble down the line. So yes, that is perfectly true. Which reminds me of a video which came out a couple of days ago through Behemoth's channel. They were reflecting on the past 3 decades of Behemoth. I did not watch that video, but it's on the save later. I have to watch that. It would be a fun video to watch.
Awesome. I'll check it out.
Grown over in the last 3 decades.
Yeah, this, okay. I have no clue about like where Behemoth came from or any of their past history. So that'll be fun to check out.
Totally, totally. And they were like active, like they started playing in the 90s, early 90s or something, or even a little before that, and kept on changing the members. And then after, like in the year 99 or 98, the lineup which is still active to this day, that was formed, and that had been since that year, those three people and the session guitarist who also plays live with them, Seth. His name is Seth. So yes. Oh.
So 22 years.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's the reason their music is like, it stands out from a lot of bands, is because they, as a band and as individuals, they come together and make something happen really at a really great level, because they are pretty much comfortable with each other. So that is nice.
Yep, and they have very good, amazing quality. The drums are like he plays whatever he plays it properly. Like he does not use any computer aids. So that is really
good. Yeah. So I was also watching one of his interviews. So Inferno is not a very camera friendly person. He does not talk much. He does not give many interviews. Mm. And he's a man of few words. So he was talking about how he started out, and it was like back in those days, they obviously did not have any source like we have, YouTube or any social media, anything. So they had to pretty much discover everything by themselves, technique wise, how to get fast, how to be more good at songwriting and all those things. And he was talking about that it was a complete process of trial and error and just coming back to it every day by day, repetitions. And those things is what helped him reach where he is now. And he's a really solid drummer, very solid. Definitely. Even till and he's like a 45 or 45 plus, and he is better than any random any great 20 year old 25 year old drummer you take. He's still more solid than those guys, and it speaks, his performance speaks volumes.
Yep.
Really great. I have to, like, we all have to at least see them once live. It would be like a therapeutic experience.
I don't think I'll mosh then. I'll just sit or stand somewhere.
Yes, I'll just close my eyes and being blown away by Behemoth.
Being transcended.
Reaching another dimension. Ah, it could certainly happen. Like, a lot of times it has happened to us that we attended a particular concert and it helped us perceive a lot more and just opened our eyes or just inspired us a lot. It has happened to us a lot. So yes.
Yep, that Ocean band.
Ocean was life-changing for me. That was a great gig.
Yeah, that was a fantastic gig. And we ended up on their vlogs.
We are in the Metal Blades documentary video, so yeah, we are famous people. Don't mess with us.
Somehow we ended up on Metal Blaze, right? Or Metal Blade?
Metal Blade Records.
Metal Blade, we ended up on Metal Blade.
Yes.
Awesome. Nice.
So, great record label, a lot of great bands under their belt, so yeah.
Yeah, I think I sent them Suffocated. they were like, no thanks.
Oh, they did reply to you.
Yeah, they take out the time and they reply. They might take 6-7 months, but they do reply.
That's nice.
Yeah, so it's better to actually have a, if you're going on that route, which is not with the album route, I mean the record label route, it's better to have a complete album and sending them a proper CD and giving them
to download file.
Yeah, that too. And there's some record label like Nuclear or someone, I don't know, some famous one only, they specifically say that do not send them any MP3 or links. They want to have actual CDs.
The CD.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
With the artwork and everything. That's how they choose the bands.
Okay. They want a complete package.
Exactly.
Professional. Quite professional.
Yeah. I think it's one way to screen out who is serious and who is not, I guess.
Yes. Yes. Totally true.
Awesome.
So, man. You recently listened to Gojira's full recent album in its entirety. You said that you enjoyed it very much. So what did you capture from that record? Like anything specific which you really enjoyed?
So it's a pretty interesting album. Like I'm very glad that it exists or Gojira made that album. Or at least someone made that album, because it's kind of laid back creative metal. So definitely there are songs which are very high energy, like Born for One Thing, but then there's that theme song. There are two versions of it. One is like a acoustic unplugged kind of a vibe, and then this other song is the chant, which is same concept melody, but that has more high gain instruments,
it sounds like a complete song, every instrument and every band member kicking in.
Yes, but still it's kind of laid back, so it's something you can chill to. It's laid back creative metal.
Yes. Gojira has eventually gotten very, very much good at doing that, like being a little laid back and creative and powerful at the same time.
Yeah, that's what this album is actually. But it's very fun to listen to. Like, you can listen to it multiple times. I heard it while the plane was taking off, so that was fun.
Which song? Born for One Thing, or any other?
No, I was listening to the chant only, which is pretty laid back. so, you know, usually everyone is pretty like a little
tensed up. And you were almost about to doze off.
Like, I was like
hearing along.
too chilled out. Like it was fun.
Song you can use to calm yourself down.
Yeah, it's. I mean, to an average Joe, it might sound like a very heavy song, a very metal song. But but for us, for metal hits, it would be pretty. You wouldn't go in circle pits on that song.
it would be like a break between mosh pits, so that people get some time to relax and just find their shoe or find their specs or just see. How many teeth they have broken? Tooths they have broken, or things
how
like
many
that.
How many are left? Or try to find their friends.
Yes.
they themselves had thrown away.
Totally, yeah. It's like a mid-set song.
Yeah, and by the way, a lot of metal shows have started happening already.
Yes,
Gurgaon and all.
Yeah, in Gurgaon, in Kolkata as well. I recently saw a post of there's a gig which happened called Prognosis. It's a pretty decent level show which happened in Kolkata. A lot of good bands. So, and now even in Bangalore, which is a gig is going to happen on 15th, 16th. Yeah, the Wack and Metal Battle basically, and there would be three headliners as well. So that would be a really big one. After COVID, this would be like one of the biggest shows to happen since that time. So yes, things are looking good, and we are quite hopeful that things would be back in full pace soon.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be ready to perform gigs by March. So definitely after March, we should start making changes in life.
Certainly. certainly,
and make ourselves
time out. Taking time out to jam and everything.
Awesome, man. I don't know. I might be sounding a little off today. It's just
it's totally fine. Even I'm that way today. So, like relaxed and just not much to say right now.
Yeah, it's just a combination. I mean, like, the people in my, like, co-workers and all are so energy draining, man. Like, uninspiring, energy draining vampires.
You do not even realize it's happening, and then you suddenly realize.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, funny thing happened today. Like, I did not take my lunch, so I had to order from Swiggy. I ordered a roll, chicken roll, Subway wrap. And my boss called me. He wanted to discuss something. So I had like 10 minutes to eat my thing. Well, it wasn't even there yet. So after 10 minutes, it arrived and I had to go. So I just went to the main gate. I took it, started eating it while coming back. The moment I got out of my lift, it's on the 7th floor. I was done with it. My co-workers, like, they lost it. Like, kaise kara?
Ninja technique.
yeah. These guys eat very slow, man. Like, they have no idea how to eat food the way we do.
on the run.
Yeah, like, on the run.
Just getting your stomach full within minutes.
Yeah.
Time management. बाकी कहीं टाइम मैनेजमेंट नहीं होगा बट खाने में जरूर हो जाएगा.
It's important actually, वरना खाना मिस हो जाता.
Yes. Totally understand it.
So anyway, let's wrap this up. This was a quick one.
Yes.
Hopefully, people are able to relate to our emotions today and realize that we are not in an entertaining mood. So sorry for that, but hopefully you got some update about the band today. I don't think there's anything else. Anyway, any not last words, but any concluding words?
Nothing, just I think listeners would also be able to relate to some of their woes and some of the things which they also face on day-to-day basis with their work or with their like classes or something, if there's any student or something. So yeah, that's pretty much from our end. This was a laid-back one, and we'll be back next week with a lot more energy.
Yeah, on the weekend. sorry, I started yawning, man. Shit. On Sunday, we'll be very active because we won't have...